Hey guys, I'm just here having a drink, some ginger beer, actually, with the first friend I ever made in my life, a friend of mine called Nick Phillips. Hi, Nick.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
And we're just sat here at a cafe, and we're just actually having a normal conversation, nothing to do with business, but we ended up talking about experience. And I just wanted Nick to just say one thing, which it actually illustrates one of the models that I use, and I'll explain the model after he said this, but I'll just let him quickly talk a little about what he was saying, and then I'll talk more about it afterwards.
Okay, guys. What I was talking about before was, as a kid, I was really into WWF, World Wrestling Federation, and basically, the biggest star that I was interested in was Mankind, who, for me, was the pinnacle of everything that was exciting about the so-called sport, or whatever you want to call it. Every week, I'd wait in suspense of what he was going to do, if he was going to get chucked into pins, or, you know, a bit of 4x4 wood set alight with barbed wire around it in his face. Like, I couldn't believe it. The pinnacle of, you know, everything that was exciting about that period of time was when he had the Hell in a Cell match with The Undertaker. And, you know, the cell was about 15, 16 feet high. And the suspense, you knew before the match started, all the intro music, that, you know, something major was going to happen tonight. And what happened maybe 10, 15 minutes into the fight was Mankind got chucked off the top of the cage through the commentator's desk, a height that should have killed anyone. But, because, you know, how no one died or was injured still remains
a mystery
to me. And after that, obviously, I don't know how long after that, nothing was done like that. Mankind retired, and I became disinterested in the whole of WWF because nothing satisfied that need of kind of sadistic, whatever it was. You know, there was no one doing crazy things like that anymore. And that was when my interest of WWF stopped.
It's a really good point. I just want to quickly just explain the model, because I was saying to Nick that one of the models that I use is a pyramid model. At the base of the pyramid, you have satisfaction. And I was just saying, like, how in marriage, you know, you have satisfaction. Satisfaction is, you know, you get what you pay for. So in marriage, it's, you know, and I don't mean my wife's a prostitute at all. oops. Faye, if you're listening, I'm sorry. What I mean is, you know, satisfaction is you get what you pay for. So, you know, we both agree to do the dishes. I do the dishes Monday, she does them Tuesday, so on. You know, you go to a cafe, you get what you pay for, and that's being satisfied. And many companies can't even do that. The brand proposition and then delivering on the brand are two different things. They'll say they'll do it, but they never do. The next level up from satisfaction, though, is surprise, and that is when you get more than what you paid for. And that's when you go somewhere and you come out and you're like, wow, that was so good, they surprised me. And that's really, really important, because surprise is, you know, is massive. People talk about surprise. Satisfaction they'll talk about a bit, but a surprise, people might remember a surprise for the rest of their life. The thing is, after a really, really good surprise or series of surprises, you get what's called suspense. And suspense is the pinnacle of experience. Suspense is right at the top of the pyramid. The thing about suspense is, like, for instance, a year ago, Transformers 2 was the trailer came out on the internet, and I watched it, and I was full of suspense. And the whole entire year was suspense leading up. And every time they brought out a new trailer, my interest would go up a bit. And my suspense was highest the moment before I actually saw the film. But the moment the film started playing, my suspense began to dwindle down. The thing about suspense is that is the most precious thing of experience. They haven't even taken on your experience yet, and they are so excited about it. But like Nick's saying, if you're going to deliver on suspense, you've got to continue doing it, and you've got to continue to be making sure that your experience is compelling and is always growing. And just a really great example of how, you know, all the stuff that I talk about, and whether you criticize me or not, people actually do actually know, you know, live it and are excited about it and actually do enjoy it. So thanks very much, guys. Thanks, Nick.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for listening. If you are listening,
Cheers, guys. Nick doesn't even realize what this is about, but, you know, anyway. Cheers, guys. Bye.